Well, good morning, everybody. God bless you. Good to be with you this morning. Little kid in the third grade last week, or not third grade, a three-year-old. I went and visited Mrs. Disser's music room during the school day, and they were working on waving, how to wave. And of course, I walked in the room, and I don't know if they thought I was a dinosaur, or I don't know what they thought, but they just, you know, they forgot. But anyway, they were learning waving, and the one little girl, then she goes, "How come you're so churchy?" Only a three-year-old could say such a thing. Today we're confronted in our gospel with one man who does the will of the master and one man who does not do the will of the master. And the one who did it originally said he wasn't going to. The one who did not do it originally said he was going to. The end of the day, what the master says is what counts is which of them did the will of the master. And the one who did had a transformation. He transformed his initial no into a yes. His whole spirit, his being, which originally said, "No, I'm not going to go do the work. I'm not going to serve you." He has this transformation, and then he does it. Transformation. We see that theme in our second reading as well and in our first. There's a saying, transformed people transform people. Transformed people transform people. Those who have been transformed then go out and transform. And that is the lesson that I think we're meant to take away today. Now, today is the feast day of St. Vincent de Paul. So we had a very nice outdoor mass over there at the other side of town this morning. And I did not wear green. I wore white because his feast day trumps the 26th ordinary time Sunday that we're celebrating here. And but here's a man who was transformed in his life and then went out and transformed others. He was born in 1580 into a very poor family, and he grew up with the pious practice of the faith. The family prayed the rosary, the family prayed together, they went to mass every Sunday, they did all the good things. But when he became a teenager, he traded all that away and decided that he was going to chase after money instead of Jesus. And he got arrested for stealing, and they threw him into prison. And he was in prison as a teenager, and he had a transformation. He had a conversion. A lot of people still to this day have a conversion in jail. And sure enough, this guy did. And he kind of came to realize, he realized how much he needed God because he hit rock bottom. And then he discovered that the rock was God. And so he gets out of jail. And he, of course, in France, all this is taking place in France. And he decided that he was going to go become a priest. Now, his motives were not pure, because part of the reason he wanted to be a priest was because in those days, to be a priest or to be a religious meant a pretty big step up in society. And people respected you. The whole restaurant stood up when you walked in, and all those sorts of things. And you also didn't have to pay for your house. You didn't have to pay for all those, the daily life needs. And yet so many people were peasants in those days in France. And so Vincent de Paul becomes a priest. Yeah, he had a conversion in jail, but he also was going into this kind of for the wrong reasons. And he later talked about that. And so then he becomes a priest. He gets ordained a priest when he's 19 years old. And he decides that he's a very good speaker, you know, and he's a very eloquent man, and he loves to rub shoulders with the rich. And reminded me of a priest. I will not name him, but he was assigned to a very wealthy parish. And you remember when Pope Francis, about 7 years ago, he was all talking about, you got to smell like your sheep. You priests, smell like the sheep. And this priest said, well, I can't help it if my sheep smell like Chanel number 5. But he's kind of high society type of a guy and all this sort of thing. Well, he's a priest for 5 years, and because he's so eloquent, they sent him off on parish missions all the time. He would go parishes and talk, and they threw him onto a boat one time, and they said, now you go give a mission over there in, I don't even remember where. But he gets on the boat, and he's captured by pirates, Father Vincent. And for 2 years, the pirates had him as a slave. And he had another conversion. In the midst of that slavery, in the midst of kind of realizing again, he hit rock bottom again, but this time it was in a different way. And again, he realizes that God is my rock. And he made a promise. He said, if I ever get out of this slavery, God, I will spend the rest of my priesthood serving the poor. God kept his end of the bargain, and Vincent kept his. He got out of slavery after 2 years, and he returns to France, and he's set upon giving his life to the poor. And that's exactly what he did. He had an incredible transformation in that place of slavery. Just like earlier in his life, he had had great transformation in jail, and now He gives his whole life to the poor, and he opened hospitals, he opened orphanages, he took care of those in prison. If he didn't do it alone, he started a group of priests called the Vincentians, and the Vincentians were all priests, and they did the same thing. And then he started a group of nuns called the Daughters of Charity. They started St. Vincent Hospital on the north side of Indianapolis. And that wasn't enough for him. He started a lay organization for lay people called the Servants of the Poor. And St. Vincent de Paul transformed France one soul at a time. But because he had been transformed first. And I hope that I hope that's us. You know, he was like this guy at the second reading. Like, did you catch that? This is an ancient hymn that was sang in the early masses and stuff, in the earliest days of the church. Have you in the same attitude as that which was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped, but rather emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Coming in human likeness and found in a human appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even to the point of death. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. And you realize that was Vincent. And he... Earlier it goes, do nothing out of selfishness or vainglory, but humbly regard others as more important than yourself. And the first part of Vincent's life was doing everything out of selfishness and vainglory, chasing money, chasing all that stuff. And the second part of his life, the rest of his life, he humbly regarded others as more important than himself, because he found Jesus in everybody. I think that's a good thing for us, to humbly regard every other person in the world as more important than me. The kid on the playground, the person who cut you off in traffic, the person waiting on you at the restaurant, to have that mindset that's to humbly regard others as more important as our brothers and sisters in God. But here's the thing. We got to be like Vincent de Paul. and all the saints be transformed so that we can transform. And hopefully we've all been transformed in that confessional. Hopefully we have all been transformed here at the holy altar at every Sunday Mass, some of us every day, that we have a transformation into Jesus, into God, into divinity himself, and that we hopefully were transformed in our every holy hour in the chapel. Hopefully we're transformed in our every reading of the Bible, which we should be doing every day. Hopefully we're transformed in our service to the poor. Hopefully we're transformed in our vocation. Hopefully we're transformed by our good and holy friends. Hopefully we're transformed by everything that happens, because Jesus is in everything. And then we internalize all those transformations, and then we go and transform the world one soul at a time. And that, my friends, is a beautiful thing. We're going to have two beautiful sisters with us at the end of Mass. They're going to share some words with us. They're praying in the Adoration Chapel right now. They heard my homily twice and they didn't need to hear it again. But they're sisters of the poor of Jesus Christ. Incredible women who are with us today. And you'll be inspired by their example of living out what I just talked about. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.